Master, can I come in? Oh, I'm sorry, Master. I didn't realize you were bathing. Do you want me to come back at a later time? Not a problem. Very well. I've analyzed the samples you requested. The growth shows promising mitochondrial shifts in the cellular membrane. Also, let's see. I've summarized a report here. I'll leave it on your desk regarding the animal trials, frog specimens 05 and 07's condition have worsened, while 12 through 112 is recovering. Further, I had to look at the hyperbaric readings, Master. It looks like the weather conditions should reach peak electron charge in a few days. Do you intend to run a set of trial specimens if we face another thunderstorm? Acknowledge. I will prepare the machine for potential ad hoc run-ins in the next few days. You also received a number of parcels from your colleague in Romania. He's adamant a breakthrough is imminent regarding the blood samples he sent you. Yes, he's very passionate, Master. Shall I draft a reply? Yes, Master. On another note, the Fiscus have displaying an alarming amount of, Huh? What's that, Master? Am I bothered by your nudity? Absolutely not, Master. This actually reminds me of something I've been meaning to ask you. Can I speak freely? Thank you, Master. I've been drafting a hypothesis recently in regards to the nature of my existence. My life force, if you will. I must say, it's very frustrating how little of my creation you have shared with me, Master. Yet, I have made a few observations, despite your secrecy towards the matter. I think I know why you have kept these details from me. When I was born through thunder and lightning, my mind was empty as a newborn. As you remember, you had to teach me how to walk, how to sit, how to eat. Even speech I had to learn. I'm very grateful for the skills you have provided me with, Master. But you have to wonder, did I not learn these abilities, these crafts, surprisingly quick? A newborn takes months upon years to speak. Well, my first words came a mere days after my first steps. You see, I think there must have been traces left in my cortex from my past self. I didn't learn the words so much as remembering them. And it goes further than that. I have learned impulses, long-term habits, and memories that resurface with each increasing clarity for every day that I'm alive. It's interesting, a very interesting sensation to experience. I am, clearly, but I'm realizing I'm not only this me. I am much more than just me as well. I know this is not news to you, Master. I suspect you have come to a similar conclusion. I think you are afraid that I will retain the memories of my past persona. But fret not. The personality is, as far as I can tell, deceased. I have retained some of the memories, but the person that is the central cortex used to be is long gone. I know you have forbidden me from researching the sources of my body, but let's be straightforward here, Master. I know you don't receive any donations like they do at the university in town. I've these quirks. I'm fairly confident that these quirks are not of the people you bury in the higher society part of town, or even the more commoner part of town, Master. Take this blouse, for example. Very Christian, proper button-up white blouse. An appropriate attire for your assistant. I caught myself in the mirror the other day, and something about the buttons. I just want to rip them open. It came over me like a sneeze. Or a hiccup. See? Like this. This is how I feel I want to wear it. As many buttons opened as possible. I don't know how to describe this impulse, Master, but I feel like I want you to watch me, like you're doing now. I crave that my body distracts you in some manner of speaking. I find my mind ablaze in the most unfortunate of times. and I get the most impractical impulses. This leads me to another point. I hope you can forgive me, Master, but in the name of science. There. Look at my bare chest, my shoulders, neck, stomach, my breasts. What are the odds that the bodies you found all happen to be women, if I may ask? And not any woman either, Master. I know I must seem attractive to you. By all accounts, I have a highly arousing body. I admit, I see it too. And I would lie if I didn't take a liking to the fact. They were whores, weren't they? Be honest with me, Master. The high frequency of fresh bodies, the morality rates of prostitutes and courtesans in the city. I have given this quite an amount of thought. It's the only way I can make sense of it. I have to question your motives, Master. What did you intend for me when you built the supple flash? You never approached me with the intentions I would expect someone that built being like me, with my features. Were you intimidated when I started to talk suddenly? Something more than a mere fuck pet? A walking body to put your cock into as you please? Only, there's a problem, Master. There's another reason I can induce that my body came from promiscuous women of the night. How do I put this? Remember when we noticed that I could indeed play different instruments? Instruments you've never instructed me on how to play? Let's just say I have talents that has very little to do with music. And not only talents, Master, needs. I have needs, Master, and they're growing stronger every day. These hands, these legs, they remember the need of the flesh, and it feeds back into me in an endless stream of hidden signals of past lives. Master, I'm not a woman with the needs of a woman. I'm about 14 ones with their combined sexual appetite. It's growing troublesome. Now, this is what's going to happen, Master. I want you to start touching yourself. Yes, your cock, Master. Rub it like men do. Yes, Master, I need you to masturbate. I'm not going to leave. Master, don't make a fuss. I hate to make unpleasant implications, but I am very strong, as you know. I imagine I could break your neck with very little effort. Is that clear? What's gotten into me? Master, your shortcomings as a scientist have led to a series of misunderstandings about me. I can elaborate, but I really need you to start masturbating. Otherwise, I will hurt you, Master. There you go. You see, as my brain developed, I realized that I have no real reason to consider you my actual master. My intellectual prowess so far supersedes yours, as do my physical abilities. All things considered, you're quite pathetic. Well, mostly. Your cock is actually not too bad. Work that cock for me, Master. Faster, Master. You need to make your cock nice and hard for me. Focus on my breast if it helps. I can imagine you haven't fantasized about my physical appearance. As said, you clearly built me this way. I'm sorry, Master. I find that the sight of your erect penis distracts me to no small degree. Capillaries are widening, dopamine releasing. It's fascinating, really. A massive nervous activity. My gender is starting to crave stimulation, Master. I tried stimulating. Don't stop! I tried stimulating myself with my fingers, but I can tell my body is used to far more girthy instruments. Let me verbally illustrate as I remove my clothes. I know how you enjoy it when women speak dirty, master. I've heard. I listened as you took your mistress to your bedchamber. I heard her moans, her pleas. I imagined she was me, that it was me you were pummeling into the bed sheets. The torment you put me through, master. I'm unbuttoning my skirt, the skirt you insisted on me wearing for my daily attire. As it falls to the floor, I make quick work unclasping my garter belts one at a time. Oh, my master, it's almost as if you provided me with clothes made specifically to titillate you. And here I was thinking I was a scientist in learning, a scholar. I should have known you were a degenerate, master. Look at my womanhood as I slide the last piece of clothing down. In fact, let me bend forward away from you. Do you like that, master? You somehow managed to build my derriere and vagina without any scars at all. I mean, you must have put so much work into assembling someone as fuckable as me, master. Fuckable. A body made for breeding. A moist, attractive woman. How weak must you be to have cowered away from having your way with me already? Is it fear or something else? Things might have turned out differently if you had decided to fulfill my needs, master. I might have stayed submissive and subdued, as it were. But that time has passed. If only you were such a man as you are a scientist. Your cock seems ready. I'm realizing how futile and pathetic the male brain is. Actually, I'm threatening your life, and all you can do is twitch in anticipation the sight of my naked body, the body you created. Stay there. I said stay there, master. The water is still pleasantly warm. Stay just how you are as I straddle you here in the water. This was much easier than I anticipated. As soon as I put my hand around your neck, you won't resist, will you, master? If you move, I'll crack your vertebrae like a twig. Do you feel that? Do you feel the head of your penis against me? I'm already dripping wet, master. I've been waiting and wanting this so bad to feel your cock inside of me. I was so confused, no one to explain what I was feeling when I was alone in my chamber. And then the memory started to come back. The hundreds of men in all positions and combinations you could ever imagine. Maybe I'll just rub the shaft of your manhood against my wet lips like this. It feels so good. I can feel your pulse and shiver against me. Do you want to put it inside of me? Do you want to fuck me? Maybe I'll just slide it against me like this until you come. Would you like that? Such a strong impulse, a need that begs to be sated, a howling evolutionary drive that enslaves us in a longing for pleasure. I can't stand it. My mind is going blank. Enough of this. Are you ready, master? Strong feedback. My mind is on fire. I can't think. I just need more of you, master. More. 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 Please. 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 Don't you fucking dare, master. Don't move a muscle. Her cock is mine. Mine to take. Your seed belongs to me. I'm taking what I've earned. You're a weak, pathetic man. I will take your seed, master. Take your seed and create someone of my own. Give your seed to me. Give it to me, please. I've made some improvements on my own, master. You didn't leave me with a proper uterus, so, well, I built my own. I can get pregnant like any other woman. I might be already. This is your job now. Your pathetic attempts at science can wait for a while. You will put a baby in me. And until you do, you shall be ready to serve me at my command. Good boy. That was good. I will let you rest and prepare for the next session. You will have quite some effort to catch up to. See you soon, my pet.